Welcome in on this Motivation Monday to the Investing in Real Estate podcast. Thank you so much for dialing us up. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor, best-selling author of the book, How to Pay Off Your Mortgage in 5 Years. The newest edition is out now. Go check it out. This show helps you build financial intelligence and financial freedom. We publish 3 times a week. And on Mondays, we love to talk about motivation and mindset because honestly, I think maybe even more than the nuts and bolts of getting money, buying, finding a property and all that stuff is mindset. More important than any of that is mindset. That's why I make a point to do these episodes every Monday to really help you. Today, I want to talk about Steve Jobs. I've been a big fan of Steve Jobs, had a chance to meet him a few times. And I was one time at the iPad launch in California when he announced the iPad and had a chance to talk to him. And shortly before he, not too long before he died, he had come back from everything he was dealing with his kidneys and everything. And, but he just wanted to be there to make that presentation. And I thought, God, that's strength, right? Here's a guy who liver transplant, right? And then I think he had he had all kinds of issues, my gosh. And he just kept going and because he loved what he did. But Steve Jobs talked about the one thing that he believed more than anything else sets successful people apart. Successful entrepreneurs from non-successful ones. And look, if you're listening to this show and you're starting your real estate investing journey and you're setting up an LLC, which we teach you to do here on the show, and we have our YouTube videos that walk you through it as well. If you just go to Morris Invest on YouTube, you are an entrepreneur. You are swimming, the right way. So much of society wants you to get a job, get a 401k, get a W-2 paycheck, get a house that you live in, which puts money out of, takes money out of your pocket. That is not what we're talking about here. So if you're listening to this and you're taking action, you are an entrepreneur. You're starting a business. So Steve Jobs, he talked a lot about different things. He would describe how belief can motivate and inspire. We've talked about that on past episodes, and we'll talk about that a lot more. Steve Jobs would also talk about the power of asking for help. He would talk about how important it is to take an unconventional path. And he would also, do things that other people don't typically do. But he said there's one trait that more than anything else separates successful entrepreneurs from non-successful ones, and it's pure perseverance. He said, it's so hard. You pour so much of your life into this thing or that thing. And most people will stop right before you have that pickaxe and you're digging for gold and you're in the mine and you're like a foot away or like an inch away and you stop. It happens to all of us. We set a huge goal. We set out to achieve it. We hit the ground running and then we hit these rough moments and it really gets tough. Unfortunately, consistently doing what you need to do to succeed with a total focus and resolve is extremely difficult. That's the challenge, right? But if you know that going into it, then you can succeed. So he kind of broke it down. He said, most successful people are great at delaying gratification. So they will wait to achieve success if they just put in the time. Most successful people are great at withstanding temptation. I talk about shiny object syndrome all the time here on the show. We'll have investors that work with us or they book a call with our company at Morris Invest. They buy one or two properties and they're performing great for them. And they're like, I think I want to do some multifamily. Hey, Clayton, do you have any 8 units or 6 units? And I'm like, no, we don't. Where's this shiny object syndrome coming from? You're already seeing great success with your first 2 properties. Why are you switching? You want to go into mobile home park investing now? You want to start investing in raw land? Okay. Pick a path and stick with it. Most successful people are great at withstanding temptation. Listen to Steve Jobs.
Oh, I get asked this a lot, and I have a pretty standard answer, which is a lot of people come to me and they say, well, I want to be an entrepreneur. And I go, oh, that's great. What's your idea? And they go, well, I don't have one yet. And I say, well, I think you should go get a job as a busboy or something until you find something you're really passionate about, because it's a lot of work. And I'm convinced that about half of what separates the successful entrepreneurs from the non-successful ones is pure perseverance. It is so hard. You pour so much of your life into this thing. There are such rough moments in time that most people give up. I don't blame them. I mean, it's really tough, and it consumes your life. I mean, if you've got a family and you're in the early days of a company, I can't imagine how one could do it. I'm sure it's been done, but it's rough. I mean, because it's a pretty much an 18-hour-a-day job, 7 days a week for a while. So unless you have a lot of passion about this, you're going to not survive. You're going to give it up. So you got to have an idea or a problem or a wrong that you want to right that you're passionate about. Otherwise, you're not going to have the perseverance to stick it through. And I think that's half the battle right there.
Oh, I love that. You know, so it's, most successful people are great at overcoming fear in order to do what they need to do. Most successful people don't set priorities. They do the things they decide are the most important. So I want you to start seeing your potential and your life as totally within your control. Just because it gets hard doesn't mean it's out of your control. It's meant to be hard. I love what Jobs says here. He says, when an employee becomes a vice president, he or she must vacate all excuses for failure. A vice president is responsible for any mistakes that happen, and it doesn't matter what you say. So act as if success or failure is totally within your control. If you succeed, you caused it. If you fail, you caused it. So let me ask you this. You're 3 inches away from striking gold with that project that you've been working on for 3 years, and you stop. So whose fault is it that you failed? Is it society's fault? Is it the government's fault? Is it your parents' fault? No, it's your fault. It's your fault that you failed. Now, let's say you spend another 3 weeks and you break through that rock, reach the gold, finish the project. Whose fault is it that it's a huge success? Is it society's? Is it the government's fault that you're a success? No, it's your fault. You pushed through. You had the perseverance to reach through and make it. So on this Monday, what will you do this week to persevere? You've got a project. Maybe it's not spending every night sitting there watching Netflix. What about the 3 hours every night that you could be working on this project and seeing it through? You know you want to write a book. Why aren't you writing it? You know you want to be a real estate investor. Why aren't you doing it? Every successful real estate investor I know started with no money or had massive debt or foreclosures like me. There's no excuses. It's only a lack of imagination and perseverance. So, like Steve Jobs or not, perseverance, I really believe, is one of the major keys to success. Again, hit me up on Instagram. I can't wait to hear some of your stories this week. What do you plan to do to move the needle for you and your family this week? How will you persevere? What's been hard? Just admit it. What has been hard? And if you can get right with that, you're tired, you're exhausted, your family doesn't support you. What is it? What's been hard about it? Can you persevere? Hit me up on Instagram. I'm Clayton Morris on Instagram. I'd love to hear your stories. Much love to you. I want you to have an amazing week. Go out there, take action, do the things you want to do, and persevere. Remember, you define your success. No one else does. We'll see you on Wednesday, everyone. We've got a great episode lined up for you on Wednesday, because a lot of people have an IRA or want to set up an IRA in order to invest in real estate. And I believe the self-directed IRA is one of the most powerful tools in our arsenal. We're going to show you how to choose an IRA custodian on Wednesday. Very important, very important. So see us back here on Wednesday, everyone. Much love to all of you.